Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is David Giffen. He's an author, coach, and speaker. David, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher. It's good to be here.
So it's very telling when you meet people, what they talk about. Let's say in this case, I always ask on my scheduling link, what's your most memorable moment? And you said, I don't even know if you remember what you said, but you pretty much talked about your son and that you're, let me see what you exactly said. Something about my son bragging about my book. Yeah, there we go.
I was, that's funny. I forgot I wrote that. So my son Rory and I, we live in on the 29th floor of a building in Toronto, and we were I had a couple of people call and ask about my new book Redemptive Trauma, and they wanted an autographed copy. So we were just going to pop them in the mail, and we were walking through the lobby, and he walked over to the guys at the desk without me noticing. And he goes, "Would you like an autographed copy of my dad's book?" And awesome. They found it very entertaining. And I just, it's a wonderful thing when you have the kind of relationship with your kid where he holds that kind of pride in you. It was lovely. It was wonderful.
No, but it's great. And I share that story to begin with because you are a coach and a speaker. And if you have that heart for your kid, then it's also that same heart that you apply, I would think, for your clients and your audience, right? So I started that because it's, again, telling for who you are. Now, let's talk about that. You're an author, you're a coach, you're a speaker. The book itself, tell us more about the book.
The book's called Redemptive Trauma, Confession of a Defrocked Priest. It's a memoir about my life and things that happened in my childhood life that came to directly impact my adult life. And it's number one in Canada in religious psychology, or it was for quite a period of time there. And the book is meant to help people who are struggling with vulnerability and authenticity, and often a deep sense of shame about things that they have either done or things that have happened to them, or often both. And my hope with the book, as my hope in raising my beautiful boy, is to be able to help people do what I'm trying to do to be their most authentic self.
That's great, David. And so what are some of these steps that we can all do perhaps if we've had some trauma or some challenges in our life?
I think the truth is that in the early days, sometimes after trauma or after post-traumatic episodes, which can be years later, but when you're in the midst of that, it's people need safety. That's what they really need. And I learned that a period of months of needing more care than I could have imagined in different parts of my life, where you fall through the floor. So putting a network around you of people who know what's wrong, not living in a secretive world of all your own struggles that you hide from all the people you say are your closest loved ones, which happens to too many people suffering from depression and anxiety and PTSD and all sorts of mental health and addiction struggles.
And that's an important point, David. There's a guy named Ray Dalio. He's one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world. And he talks about how if you're going through it, someone else has. So it's better to learn from them. And we often think, oh, I'm unique, I'm special. And we all are, but we all have gone through, or some people have gone through death or trauma or rape or all these other various things that some people might go through. But it sounds like what you're saying is it's just so helpful when you meet people so you don't feel alone. And we are here to help, and maybe you haven't found that person yet, but to think that, oh, I'm the only person that's gone through such and such, it's not the case, because we're all human beings going through this human experience. Now, one point you mentioned, David, and it's pertinent for everyone, but especially for men, because especially as boys, we're not taught to show our feelings. We're taught to be rough and aggressive. And I actually was quite aggressive as a kid. And as I got older, I'm like, oh, I think I should be a little more mindful and more compassionate. So tell us, let's say there are, it's pertinent, I'm guessing, for a lot of people, but especially for men and younger boys. What do you think that as a guy we have to deal with that women might not have to deal with so much relative to this whole vulnerability aspect?
Well, so much of this is around gender stereotypes and gender norms, which are being broken down in certain parts of the world, but in others, they're certainly not. And it's a very difficult thing, I think, in a very, when you live in a every society we've lived in has been patriarchal, but if you live in a very particular type of male stereotypical society, who you raise your boys to be matters. Because if you want to push back against certain ways of being, and often which become oppressive to other people, then you have to do it from the ground up. It doesn't happen just from large overarching statements about change. It happens by raising our boys differently.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great message. And again, it comes from those roots, because I was talking to one of my friends, best friend, Alan and Jaco. We were really pretty violent. Like, we'd always love beating each other up, and we'd get on swings and smashing the swings together. And we were just thinking we're just boys, you know, and that doesn't necessarily help when you get older, because if we have that aggression, you don't want it to go in a more negative way. So with you and your clients, David, what are some ways you help them with their own path of discovery?
Well, I have lots of different kinds of clients. The ones that I see the greatest success with are the ones that are willing to take risks into their own vulnerability. People who are willing to authentically take hard looks in the mirror at themselves and see the mistakes they've made, the cracks that they didn't know were there, and make an honest effort at change.
But how do you do that? I mean, it seems like some people, they don't want to share that. So is there a certain place that you meet them at to set the stage? Because these types of questions are very deep and potentially very traumatizing.
It isn't for everybody. That's what I'll tell you the truth about. not everyone is in, this is why I said in the beginning, like there are times in the immediacy after trauma or the immediacy after a post-traumatic episode where diving deep into all the worst vulnerabilities of your life is the worst thing you could do right now. It's just the truth. Sometimes you just need to be held and kept safe for a period of time. And that's different for different people. One of the things I learned when I was in treatment in Nashville with people from across a whole bunch of walks of life, from soldiers to celebrities to just a whole bunch. And you realize that different people need different amounts of time before they can do a certain level of work. And that's okay. And they need to be given permission to do that. But when they're ready to do it, there are those of us who are willing to walk with them.
No, that's great. Can you share with us one example of a client you've worked with? You don't have to mention names, but just a really clear picture of how you're able to help that person.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have, and I'll be careful here because I try very hard to keep confidential.
Change their names, yeah. Change whatever, you know.
Yeah. So I have an elderly client who his spouse is, she's unable to leave the apartment for a whole bunch of reasons. And he is quite an elderly man, very accomplished in a number of different fields. And he's trying to, at this point in his life, having been told his whole life in a capitalist world how to make money and dominate certain sectors, he is at home every day trying to be the primary caregiver to a spouse who is failing in a whole bunch of ways, from health to memory, and he's never had to be vulnerable in his whole life.
Wow.
And now we're working on it together.
Interesting. That's powerful. David, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
You can go on my website, www.403lc.com. You can drop me a line. My phone number is on there. I'm happy to take a call. And if you want to buy my book, you can also do that. Redemptive Trauma, Confession of a Defrocked Priest. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere you can buy a book. You'll get it.
David, thank you again. Have a great day.
Thanks, Christopher. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.